Haggai and Zechariah prophesied. Building of the temple resumed. Ezra chapter 5. The Lord always stirs up someone to lead out in bringing about a revival. The prophets brought the message of God, which wrought conviction. Then the officers began to build the temple. No sooner had they begun than the enemy arose to oppose them, saying, "Who hath commanded you to build this house and to make up this wall?" Ezra 5 verse 3. Governor Tatnai wrote to King Darius, complaining against the Jews for building, but they refused to be hindered any more. Therefore God came forth in their behalf. Darius's decree, 520 BC, of no interference with Jews' work on the temple, Ezra chapter 6. Darius made a decree in 520 BC that the Jews should not be interfered with in their work of building. Darius, Hystaspes, reigned from 521 to 485 BC. Having made search in the records of the king, he found the decree which Cyrus had made 16 years previous, that God had ordered him to build for him a house. From that time forward, the building went up without any more delay. Hence we read, "And this house was finished on the third day of the month Adar, the 12th month, which was in the 6th year of the reign of Darius the king," Ezra 6 verse 15. That was 516 BC. The children of Israel kept the dedication of that temple with joy. They brought offerings of many bullocks and rams and lambs, and they kept the Passover on the 14th day of the first month of the next year. They observed also the Feast of Unleavened Bread. For the Lord had made them joyful and turned the heart of the king of Assyria unto them to strengthen their hands in the work. Ezra 6 verse 22. When we yield to his word, God fights for us against our foes, makes the wrath of men to praise him, and fills our hearts with gladness and adoration to him. We prove his faithfulness and great goodness. Again and again, there is no want to them that fear him. Psalm 34 verse 9. Smiling through adversity. It is easy enough to be pleasant when life flows by like a song, but the one worthwhile is the one who can smile when everything goes dead wrong. For the test of the heart is trouble, and it always comes with the years, and the smile that is worth the praises of earth is the smile that shines through tears. Ella Wheeler Wilcox.